On Classic Hits 4CA, it's time to take a look at the key issues that really matter in the Far North. It's the King Review with the editor of Tropic Now, Gavin King.
What a week it has been. My goodness, where do we even start? Hello friends, Gavin King here on 4CA. Welcome to the King Review. I don't even know where to start, if I'm going to be honest, but I've got some guests in the studio and on the line in today's very jam-packed show to help us analyse and dissect it all. I've got Darren Halpin to talk about this $300 million Palms collection project out there at the old Paradise Palms site. A big decision coming up on that at council, very important for our economy going forward. So we'll have a chat to Darren. Of course, the big news, as we all know, amongst many big news items this week is the US election, Trump versus Biden. I've got a very special guest on the line, Michael Pucci. He'll be joining me to talk about not so much the results and the vote count and all of the rigmarole around that, but more about what is the landscape in the United States at the moment? What is the electorate doing there? Why is Donald Trump seemingly so popular when all odds were against him? So I'm looking forward to chatting to Michael Pucci. We've also got, of course, the other big election locally here was the Queensland election. That almost feels like a lifetime ago, and yet it was only 5 or 6 days prior to the show. I've got Curtis Pitt, of course, the member for Mulgrave, Speaker of the Queensland Parliament, in studio to really drill down and dissect a little bit about what happened, but also what does it mean for the Far North going forward. To lighten things up then amongst the politics and the economic news, we've got Clive Scarrett from the Cairns Historical Society just to talk about maintaining and collecting some of our amazing local heritage. It's a big week. It's a big show. Let's get into it.